first off, you had that. They're all fed because they're all fit young men walking around in America. Like, it's an anomaly that people aren't used to see. And they're marching. You know, that's also a thing that people just can't fathom. And there's the other thing is that all these both conservative pundits, but also alternative people are pretending like they didn't know what Patriot Front was until they showed up in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. And it's like, fuck you. Like, they marched on Independence Day, and they also, they have marched in Washington before, and there was headlines both times. Oh, no, they watched, on Independence Day this year, they marched in Philadelphia, and that's where the Media to Rise was filming their march then, and, you know, there was a big headlines about the brawling with the non-whites there in Philadelphia, and, you know, there was all kinds of drama within our so-called movement as well, because they were backing off. It was like, they were just extracting from the site. They didn't, their intention wasn't to beat up non-whites. They were just extracting and getting back into their trucks. And then after they got ID'd by the police, then they were like, oh my God, now they're compromised. All kinds of bullshit, unnecessary bullshit. Here they are back again, looking stronger than ever. Like, this is really nice. Like, over 200 guys marching like this in uniform. And these new shields, I gotta say, I saw some clips of these being, like, used. I don't know if it was practice, but I think they were making these themselves. It looks like
some good-looking shields.
Custom-made metal shields. And... yeah, they're doing really well. I was really glad to see this. And then you had people like Lauren Southern pretending like she didn't know who Patriot Front was. Oh, and then someone pointed out that, you know, she's been seen on photos with people from Patriot Front. The fuck?